What happened in Asia today does not bode well for stock prices in the U.S. later. From Marketplace, a special report on turbulent financial markets, I'm David Brancaccio for Ben Johnson. The Chinese state media are calling today Black Monday. Chinese shares sank to new lows this morning, wiping out all of this year's gains on the Shanghai market. The composite index there closed down 8.5%, putting Asian and to some extent European markets into a tailspin as investors worried about the effects of a slowdown inside the second largest economy in the world, China's, and its effects on emerging market economies and beyond. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Dave.
Declines in China's stock market have been a reoccurring theme this summer, but today the markets were in a kind of free fall. What happened?
Well, I think part of this is cyclical. You know, Friday's terrible day on the New York Stock Exchange, which was in part a reaction to last week's poor performance in the markets here in China, I think had an effect. So there's a bit of a global market feedback loop going on here. Another reason for today's crash is that Chinese investors have been holding out hope that China's central bank would come to the rescue by injecting more liquidity into the banking system, essentially giving banks more money to make loans. But that hasn't happened yet. So there's a lot of fear that China's government, which time and time again has stepped in when the market has gone south, isn't going to continue to do that.
But at the same time, China's government's not going to just stand there and watch the market collapse.
Well, you know, today it certainly did. But, you know, we're hearing rumors the central bank may inject more money into the system as early as next month. And not only that, but over the weekend, Beijing announced a new rule that allows the managers of China's massive pension fund to invest up to nearly $100 billion worth of its citizens' pensions into China's stock market. You know, that will obviously be a nice financial boost to the market, but it seems like a desperate attempt to prop it up. And I'm not sure how comfortable the Chinese people will be with the government putting their pensions into a stock market that's been this volatile.
Now, this decline in Shanghai today is going to make market players on Wall Street, what's the word, uncomfortable when they wake up.
Yeah. You know, I think people are worried things are about to get very ugly on Wall Street. I spoke to Ann Stevenson Yang about this today. She's an analyst for J Capital Research, and here's how she thinks all of this will impact the U.S. economy.
There are, you know, immediate short-term effects like a decline in earnings for international companies that derive profit from China, a decline in export earnings for companies that export to China, and people are going to be reassessing China's ability to pay its debts, all sorts of things.
Ann thinks that we're about to see Wall Street respond very badly to the news in China today, but I think it's important to add that she and many other China economists are more hopeful about how the U.S. economy will fare in the long run, despite this Chinese slowdown.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.
Let's check the market readouts at this hour. Japan's Nikkei closed down 4.6%. Europe, the FT 100 index in London, and the DAX in Frankfurt are each down about 2.4%. The Dow future is down 1.9%. The S&P future down 1.5%. The NASDAQ future is down 2.8%, about 3.5 hours here before the opening bell. Money is seeking perceived safe havens, including the German Bund, and the 10-year Treasury yield for the U.S. is down 2.03%. Earlier this summer, Chicago police arrested a group of men for taking over 14 vacant foreclosed homes, living in some and renting out the rest. Most of those homes were in prosperous neighborhoods. 7 years after the housing market crashed, there are still enough vacant homes to provide opportunities for this kind of creativity. Marketplace's Dan Weissman investigates.
Eight of these houses were in Beverly and Morgan Park, South Side Chicago neighborhoods that look like suburbs. Big brick houses, winding streets, and a super active neighborhood group, the Beverly Area Planning Association. One of the homes was a block and a half from the group's office. Margot Holland, the executive director, walked there with me.
It's a beautiful block. It's tree-lined and...
What's this across the street? Is that a park? Is that a mansion?
What is it? It's a home.
So this is like a castle here. And somewhere here, there's a home that was occupied.
Yeah.
You think over there?
I do. Do you have the exact address?
I do.
That's what I thought.
It's this house right here?
Yeah.
Right next to the mansion.
Oh, and it fits right in. Landscaping looks great. So how does a tidy home on a beautiful block end up ripe for the picking? I asked Rob Rose for help looking up public records that could tell the story. He runs the Cook County Land Bank, created to help clear a backlog of vacant foreclosed properties. He's working with a list of 23,000 tax-delinquent parcels. And I asked him, how long would it take him to deal with them all?
Oh, the rest of my life.
He's done this math. He thinks 500 a year would be a pretty good clip. That's 46 years. And here's the thing. From the records we find, none of these 8 properties are among his 23,000.
This is the most difficult kind of property to get to because there's no immediate red flags.
The taxes are paid, probably by the lender. For the house next to the mansion, records show foreclosure started 3 years ago, but the lender hasn't taken title. That's about average in Illinois, which has more protections for homeowners. Darren Bloomquist is vice president of RealtyTrack, a real estate analytics company.
The longer it's in that process, the better chance that the homeowner is just leaving the property and walking away and leaving it vacant.
Nationally, RealtyTrack counts about 127,000 of these zombie properties. Compared to the national housing market, 2 million homes?
It really is a drop in the bucket. I think really this is a neighborhood issue.
But even in a nice neighborhood, a few zombies here and there can provide an opening for creative operators. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
And we'll be following both on the air and at marketplace.org what is starting out as day 3 of sharp global declines in stock prices. The Dow future is currently down 1.9%, the S&P future down 1.5%. Coming to you from the studios of Montclair State University today, as the Marketplace New York Bureau gets an overhaul, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.